This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Chris Moeller, attorney at law, that's M-O-E-L-L-E-R, of the firm Isaacs and Isaacs. I believe address is on file. The exact address is 1601 Business Center Court, Louisville, Kentucky, 40299. Dear Mr. Moeller, per your request for an independent medical evaluation based upon the records on Eddie Collins, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is Eddie, E-D-D-Y. Last name Collins, C-O-L-L-I-N-S. On January 4th, 2022, I performed an independent medical evaluation based upon review of the medical records, photographs, comma, as well as history directly obtained from the patient via telephone, period. Due to the constraints of COVID-19, a physical examination was unable to be performed, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. The patient is a 64-year-old male, period. Height 5'10" tall, weight 202, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about May 24th, 2020, period. The patient was a driver with a seatbelt on, period. He was dazed initially, period. His vehicle was rear-ended at a stop, period. There was a fair amount of damage to the vehicle, period. The patient was jerked and both legs and knees hit the dash, period. He had swelling and pain involving his right knee, comma, chest, comma, left knee with bruise, comma, and left shoulder, period. Despite treatment, he is still experiencing pain involving his right knee with diminished range of motion, diminished strength, and walking with a limp, period. He states that the pain involving his right knee is daily in nature, period. It is worse in the mornings, period. The pain ranges from 7 to 9 out of 10, period. It is described as a sharp pain radiating up, period. He states that the knee is still swollen and the pain and discomfort with swelling is worse when he gets up in the morning, period. New paragraph. The timeline for his treatment was that day, ambulance took him to the emergency room in Seymour, Indiana, period. Schneck Healthcare, that's S. C-H-N-E-E-C-K, Schneck Healthcare at their medical center did x-rays, prescribed prescribed narcotics. A few days later, he was seen by his family doctor. He was instructed that he had possible cartilage damage, period. An MRI was ordered, which was abnormal, showing torn cartilage, and he subsequently had surgery, and it was referred to physical therapy, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. Walking is limited to approximately 20 minutes without discomfort, period. Driving is limited to 1 hour without discomfort, period. Running is affected, period. Housework and yard work is limited, period. He had to give up sports such as basketball, period. He has difficulty New paragraph. Medications include a heart or cardiac medication, period. He is also using Tylenol and topical medicines such as icy hot for this condition, period. New paragraph, present treatment for this condition includes exercise treatment. Heat is used as well, period. He occasionally requires a cane, period. He is using Tylenol and topicals such as icy hot, period. New paragraph. Past medical history reveals coronary artery disease, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals that he has never injured his right knee in his past to any significant nature, period. He has not been involved in any other serious automobile accidents, period. He has not had work injuries, period. New paragraph, past surgical history is positive for a stent in his heart and a cholecystectomy, period. New paragraph, his occupation is that of a retired carpenter, period. He did require early retirement because of this injury, as he had problems bending over and other activities of work, period. New paragraph, allergies, he's allergic to a cardiac medication, period. New paragraph, I did review a fair amount of medical records, including photographs, period. Upon review of the records, MRI study dated August 14th, 2020, impression was peripatellar soft tissue swelling, perhaps post-traumatic. It also showed an oblique tear of the posterior horn of the medial meniscus, period. Operative report dated July 15th, 2020 from Schneck Medical Center in Seymour, Indiana. Pre-op diagnosis was right knee medial meniscus tear. Procedure performed was a right knee arthroscopy with partial medial meniscectomy. That's M-E-N-I-S-C-E-C. T-O-M-Y, and chondroplasty, medial femoral condyle, and debridement of the Hoffa fat pad, period. So procedure number one, right knee arthroscopy with partial medial meniscectomy and chondroplasty, medial femoral condyle, and debridement of Hoffa fat pad. Number two, arthrocentesis right knee with 80 milligrams of depomedrol and 9 milliliters of lidocaine, period. Orthopedic note from Schneck facility. Dated July 27th, 2020, state that the patient is here today for a follow-up right knee arthroscopy with PMM, comma, chondroplasty, comma, Hoffa pad debridement, comma, and arthrocentesis that was performed on July 15th, 2020, period. He was still having pain, and they do discuss possible knee replacement surgery in the future, period. New paragraph. My diagnostic assessments are number one, right knee trauma, comma, strain, comma, and sprain. Number two, right oblique tear, posterior horn of the medial meniscus, period. The above two diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident in question of May 24th, 2020, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records and taking the patient's history, it is my feeling that all the treatment that was rendered to him and as mentioned above were all appropriate, necessary, and reasonable as it relates to the automobile accident of May 24th of 2020, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering an impairment rating, period. utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, referring you to Table 16-3, Class 1, page 509. The patient qualifies for 9% lower extremity impairment on the right, which, utilizing Table 16-10, page 530, equates to a 4% whole body impairment period. The basis for this 9% lower extremity impairment on the right is strictly and totally a direct result of the automobile accident of May 24th of 2020, period. Because of the severe trauma to the right knee, the patient is at risk for developing severe arthritis in this joint as he ages, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient will need both oral and topical analgesics, period. Estimated cost of these medications would be $90 a month for the remainder of his life, period. The patient will need an occasional right knee brace and an estimated cost of $200, period. This brace would need to be replaced every 2 years, period. The patient will need a cane at an estimated cost of $150, period. This cane will need to be replaced every 3 to 4 years, period. When the patient ages, I do feel that the patient will need a right knee replacement at an estimated cost of $200,000, period. This expense is all-inclusive of hospital, physician, anesthesia, and post-op physical therapy, period. The patient will need some occasional injections in his right knee until definitive knee replacement surgery is done. Estimated cost of these injections would be an additional $3,500, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I reviewed the patient's medical records and obtained the history from the patient orally, but have not provided a physical examination due to the constraints of COVID-19, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.